When the U.S. ignited a war with Iran last weekend, the State Department advised Americans to depart now from several countries in the region. But airspace closures left thousands of Americans suddenly stranded. Over the last 5 days, nearly 24,000 U.S. citizens have safely returned to the United States from the Middle East. This week, we spoke with some of the Americans who were stranded overseas.
My name is Iman Abbas. I'm originally Egyptian, but I was born and raised in California. The last 9.5 years, I've lived here in Dubai. There's not really been an easy way out for residents like us.
My name is Pauline West, and I'm from Lehigh, Utah. My husband and I were in Jerusalem, and we were ready to go home, and the war broke out. We got back to Salt Lake yesterday.
My name is Matt Gentile. I'm from Rochester, New York, and I was in the Kurdistan region in Iraq when the war started. I just got back like 2 hours ago.
My name is John Almeida. I'm here with my wife, Susanna Almeida. We're still in Dubai. We got here about 10 days ago. We were 1 day away from catching a flight back. And the days prior to that, this was probably the most amazing vacation we've ever had. Then next thing you know, the war breaks out.
And there were missiles that were being intercepted right overhead, like from my bedroom window, and it was like a cloud of smoke.
The 28th was probably the scariest day I think we've all ever had in our lives. The missile that fell near the Fairmont Hotel was less than a kilometer away from where we were staying. It was surreal to be standing on the beach and hearing these noises and the ground shaking.
Our hotel had a bomb shelter, so we actually went down there. And you would either hear a missile go by or see missiles go by, and then you would hear the explosion. And that would happen every couple hours.
I was backpacking around and I was having an incredible time. My friends that were in Kurdistan notified me of the attacks before the government did. And then I kind of realized I needed to evacuate because it was probably only going to get worse. But all of the airports in the region closed because the missiles were flying everywhere. So we created a plan for me to get to Turkey, and then from Turkey, I would figure out how to get home.
We just spent hours trying to figure out, okay, that, you know, the airport's closed. How do we get out? And it took us 2 days. Didn't sleep. You'd sleep maybe for an hour, but not too long because missiles were going all night long and the sirens in the city. So you were awake and a little bit traumatized.
Every time we'd hear a loud boom or maybe some jets flying overhead, I would freeze. I'd get emotional.
Because we have dual citizenship, we've contacted the authorities on both sides, our American passports and our Portuguese passports. The American embassy here has been utterly useless. Utterly. We called on the day of the attacks, which was a Saturday. We called on the Sunday. We called and called and emailed. I mean, you launch an attack and you don't man these stations for support for your citizens. Conversely, the Portuguese embassy, a representative, answered immediately.
They had posted a phone number for us to contact for support in terms of helping us evacuate. We call and we're on hold for lengthy periods of time. Finally, we get through to someone. They tell us this isn't the right number. You need to call the consulate. And it's basically a recording.
Please do not rely on the U.S. government for assisted departure or evacuation at this time.
We cannot help you, basically. There is no concern for our lives.
I'm still in very much contact with all my friends there, and they keep just sending me more videos of the missiles and bombs, and it's happening across different cities now too. So I'm just kind of worried about them.
This was a life-changing event for me and my husband and the people that we were with. The whole time I would think, I am so grateful to live in America and to have the freedoms that we have.
We didn't ask to be a part of this. The neighboring countries did not ask to be a part of this. And the United States and the government decided to take action very recklessly. And it's just unfortunate that, you know, you have U.S. citizens who pay their tax dollars to support these wars, essentially, and you can't even give them the support to get to a place where they might feel safe.
And a note, John Almeida, who was featured in that story, was able to get on a flight out of Dubai after we spoke and arrived safely back home along with his wife early this morning.